This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now look, y'all, it is crazy outside. There's all kinds of stuff going on. If you are working a 9-to-5, you're probably stressed out about keeping your 9-to-5. If you don't have a 9-to-5, you're probably in the middle of trying to get a new 9-to-5. Or maybe you made the crazy leap to be a full-time entrepreneur like me. You got the world on fire all around you, middle of election year. A lot of stuff going on. It's absolutely nuts, right? It's nuts outside. And I could definitely see, let's speak for me. Look, for me, I know I be going to therapy on a regular basis. I believe in therapy, all right? Hashtag black folks need therapy. Hashtag we all need therapy. We all need it. And for me, I can say if it wasn't for therapy being like an ongoing maintenance tool in my toolkit to help me stay level and help me realize that I'm okay, everything around me is okay, here's what I can control, that has been critical for me. And I would hope that if you have thought about therapy, or if you haven't thought about therapy, shoot, let's say you're like I ain't got time for therapy, I'm too busy trying to make sure that these plates keep on spinning, I hope that you check out BetterHelp. It's entirely online. It's completely convenient, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, keyword licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge, which is incredible. It's very challenging to move around and find the right therapist for you. The fact that BetterHelp is providing that as just part of your experience is incredible. So find your support, get the help you need with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/corp today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/corp, CORP. Yo, have you heard of LinkedIn Learning? If you haven't, LinkedIn Learning is an American massive open online course provider. It provides video courses taught by industry experts in a variety of subjects. Now, why am I sharing this? I'm sharing this because Living Corporate is in partnership with LinkedIn Learning to provide diversity, equity, and inclusion courses. Listen, if you're trying to be a better ally, you want to understand better diversity, equity, inclusion strategies, or you just want to learn how to be a better leader, you got to check out the courses on LinkedIn Learning. So check it out. You can do it one of two ways. You can click the link in the show notes, or you go to LinkedIn Learning and you search Living Corporate. Again, link in the show notes, or go to LinkedIn Learning and search Living Corporate. I'll see you over there.
What's going on, Living Corporate? It's Tristan, and I want to thank you for tapping back in with me as I provide some tips and advice for professionals. Today, let's talk about how you can become a better manager of remote teams. At the start of the pandemic, many companies moved to remote work for what they anticipated to be a short time. As the pandemic has progressed, many of those companies have extended their deadline to return to the office or decided to go completely remote moving forward. This shift to hybrid or completely remote working can be a difficult one for leaders to make. I've managed remote teams for 9 years now, and I want to provide a few tips that can help you if you find yourself in this situation. The first thing is to establish regular one-on-one calls with everyone on your team. You always want to have a light agenda, but make sure you understand that the purpose of these calls is to check in with the person and not the work. You can check on the work asynchronously through email, Slack, and whatever messaging platforms you all use. Try to utilize this time to conduct some coaching, provide feedback to help them, identify and remove roadblocks, and discuss future plans and doubts. The direction of this call should be feedback first, strategic conversations next, and if you have time, tactical discussions last. The mistake that many managers make is doing these in the opposite direction. These meetings can be anywhere from 30 to 60 minutes, and you can modify the length and frequency of the calls based on the needs and preferences of both parties. Make sure to leave space to talk about sensitive topics like personal matters and job performance. These are conversations you never want to rush. Next, make sure to set the example for how you all will communicate. I suggest that you communicate as much as you can in public instead of DMing people, except for personal matters. This will make you more visible and accessible while setting a great example of asynchronous communication around work updates. Make it a habit to conduct regular check-ins about all of your direct reports' workload and working hours. When people work remotely, lines get blurred and it becomes so much easier to overwork. Many people will not bring this up on their own, so it's your responsibility to ask. If you find that someone is overworked and burnt out, do everything you can to give them a break. it is essential that you do not postpone this. Adequate rest is essential for your team to perform to the best of their ability. Being a great remote manager at the end of the day is finding a groove of clear communication and availability. You have to make yourself available to everyone on your team. This tip was brought to you by Tristan of Layfield Resume Consulting. Check us out on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Layfield Resume, or connect with me, Tristan Layfield, on LinkedIn.